do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, 1:30, Music Club. Welcome to it. Brings us Samantha Fisher from BladeForwardSTL.org. Hello, young lady.
Hello, darling. How love the shirt.
Thank you. It seems to be a big topic of conversation around here. I wear it a lot. I don't know why today was the day everyone says, you know, there's bananas on your shirt.
That's a lot of bananas.
Is that a fat joke? What was that?
Eat more bananas?
I think it was. With a subsequent fat joke to follow.
You set me up for the fat joke.
Thank you, Kara, for jumping in to defend me.
You're not fat.
If I was going to jump in, it's only because my son did a thing on bananas, his reading comp last night, and I found out a banana is actually a berry.
Berry.
I just blew your mind.
I didn't know that.
Banana berries?
Banana is actually a berry, and a strawberry is not.
Oh, now my head is about to explode.
Straw-nana?
This is too much.
So if I put this shirt on the ground, would somebody slip on it? And I've actually tried to slip on a banana. They're not slippery at all. I don't know where that got started.
We got cartoons. Okay, we've already started homework for Hannah for next week.
I don't know where that got started. Throw a banana. Oh, slipped on a banana peel. They're not slippery. We know more than anything else. Gushy on the floor.
Nobody cares. Were we talking about pop music? What happened?
Right, okay.
Trying to get us back.
All right,
Sorry about that.
Let's reset. Let's talk Play It Forward. What's new with the organization?
Oh, my gosh. So many great things are happening all the time. Tomorrow, Play It Forward will be featured with Christina Buck on Channel 11.
It's Christine.
Christine?
Get her name right.
Christina.
Lay off the fat jokes, too, when you're talking to her. Probably that would be offensive.
All right, let's start over again.
Trying to help.
So that'll be tomorrow on Channel 4 if you want to put
Channel
a 11? Face to the radio. What's that?
Channel 4?
No, Channel 11.
You just said Channel 4.
Did I?
Yeah.
We're going to start again. Anywho, so, and also on Saturday, Play It Forward will be at the Soulard Park doing the Winter Carnival. And we're going to have like 1,000 kids show up. So my good friends at ICS Contracting gave us these, I don't know, 40 carpet rolls that they cut for us so that we can help the kids make little shakers. So we're going to make music instruments with all the little kids in
Soulard. So the cardboard tubes, not like big...
Right, the tubes.
All right.
Yeah, and we've cut them, and then we're going to make a little shakers out of them.
Rain sticks.
Yeah, similar to a rain stick,
cool.
But not a shaker.
All right.
With corn in it and stuff.
That'll
so it'll be fun.
Be fun.
Looking forward to all that stuff. And that's it, Play It Forward-wise. Except April with Maryville University, they're going to do an instrument drive for a whole week for Play It Forward, which is April 13th through the 17th. Looking forward to that.
My alma mater for
really
a week or two.
That's another story.
I was a percussion major at Maryville.
A what?
For a while. Percussion major.
Oh.
That's not a great story. Just seemed to fit in. Okay, so that's all the Play It Forward stuff. Always looking for instruments, donations, volunteers, stuff like that. PlayItForwardSTL.org for more information.
Yeah, we need some violins right now if anyone can dig those out of their closets and basements.
Okay.
Trying to help out orchestrating diversity again. They've added about 17 new students this year because kids want to play music. So grab your violins.
Where are you on the Carney Show drumline?
We are still actively working on the Carney Show drumline. So if you go to playitforwardstl.org, there is a GoFundMe account, and we're trying to provide a drumline for KIPP Inspired Academy, which I would like to pull off for the year 2015. It'd be great for those young people. I think we're going to do it. We only need about $3,000, so we can do this.
It's Kara's idea to make it our drum.
I know. Yeah, we've got to get this going. I've already contributed. I just want everybody to follow suit so we get these kids some drums and get them on the air. And I think
it'll be so
awesome.
Much fun. I can't wait. It's going to happen. I'm fully confident.
We'll get them in here, too, to make a bunch of noise.
Yeah, it'd be
That'd
great.
That'd be fun.
All 15 of them.
That would be fun. All right, I want to get to the music segment, and we'll do that in a second, but I don't want to start on a down note, but I was shocked and saddened to hear about Harmony Culbraith, a singer around town for a long time, very talented young lady, who was found murdered.
Yes.
Yesterday. Police have no leads, no clues on this at all. Chances are you saw her singing at Filoni's. On her own, but with groups that certainly we know, Groove Thing, Boogie Child, Charles Glenn, Tom Kennedy. She sang the national anthem at blues games. Just really, really tragic. And I think we have an audio clip of her singing. So a little something from Harmony to begin the music
grace, how sweet the like me, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Incredible talent, too.
Beautiful voice.
We lost yesterday and leaves behind a husband and three kids and a legacy of music. So sad news, and I hope soon they find out who was responsible. I didn't want to start on a sad note, but that was certainly pertinent and top of mind, as there has been a lot of talk about it, a lot of chatter on the Internet. Hopefully some of that will lead to some clues as to what happened to her.
You know, I saw that this morning, and I didn't know her personally, but I certainly have a lot of mutual friends, and it seems everybody is shocked and saddened by that news. So,
we also like to bring you music from people that are playing around town, and we've got a couple of those that we're going to get in. And everyone thinks you should hear what Josh called me when he saw that Oh Brother was in the lineup. And for sake of full disclosure, Oh Brother is actually the band that I play with. I had nothing to do with any of this.
Absolutely nothing
will
to
please,
do with it.
Will you please tell
no,
me?
No, I will confirm that. I did that all on my own. In fact, as many years as you and I have done the show together, going on 7 years, we've only featured you, I think this would be the second time, for the record, in a band.
Ah, the other one was Mr. Wizard?
Yes, Mr. Wizard. Exactly.
Well, the funny thing about this band is we've not gone in the studio and done anything. So recording-wise, other than a practice in someone's
attic,
well, that
explains this track, then.
Really is all that we have. So,
is this one going to be drum heavy?
I don't know what we're doing. So you go ahead and set this up, and I'll just sit back.
Well, I was going to let you talk more about the band because I didn't have a lot of information. Though I did see you play at Route 66. Roadhouse?
61 Roadhouse.
Yeah. 61 Roadhouse a few weeks ago. And I got to tell you, you are in your element when you get on that drum kit and you harmonize and you're playing and you're doing your thing. It's a lot of fun watching you. And you're actually, listeners out there in Radio Land, very, very good. No, you really are. You're a great percussionist.
He's no Don Henley, but...
No, and I make fun of him a lot, but he's a great musician and I appreciate you.
All right. It feels like I'm at Applebee's and the entire wait staff is singing happy birthday to me. Right now.
Now give me that $20. Okay, so this is a fun track. This is just off your demo stuff, so I don't even remember what track it was. Let's just play it.
Very self-serving. We are available for booking, though. Go to our Facebook page for more information. I don't think we have anything
I think you have something in April coming up.
Yeah.
So who are all your band members? Let's talk about them.
I don't know. I haven't met them all.
Because you're in the back behind the kit.
And you're playing the Ribfest.
There's a Pat. There's a Joe. There's a Jeff. I got most of them there.
Ribfest?
And a Dan. Yes, we'll be at Ribfest Memorial Day weekend, but we just booked something at another place before, at a country bar. I think we're going to get beat up.
And booed.
I have
by sturdy
to tell
women.
You, we'll probably get beat up at that. And we're going to play out in St. Peter's this summer. Haven't really been working on the booking thing, but we'll get that going. We're trying to get more music together.
Well, I like it, and I know that it's a lot of fun for you, and I think people should come out and enjoy you doing your thing other than this radio stuff that you also like to do.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I treat them both like hobbies, really. Obviously.
We can tell.
All right. Do you have anybody else? Do you have anybody working? Oh, I have to say, Brother Jeff in the band, it is his birthday today.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Jeff.
I thought, and he's been in bands for like 30 years, so he looks like 75 years old. So I never thought I was the oldest guy in the band. His son is the other guitar player.
Right, right, right.
Dan's a bass player. He's bald, and he's been in a lot of bands, so you can't really tell how old he is. And then Pat, we're not really sure. But I found out I'm the oldest guy in the band by like 4 months.
Are you really?
Yeah. I didn't think. I thought Jeff was the oldest guy in the band. He's not. I am.
So, I'm not going to say anything else.
Which song are we playing again?
Happy birthday.
You kids turn that music down.
Okay. Happy birthday.
We're playing Glenn Miller hits tonight. Glenn Miller's an old-timey people band.
We got a lot of gigs. Do we have anything else?
We do.
Can we move on,
We're
please?
We're moved on. Okay, so this Saturday night, if you do not have plans, make it out to Off-Broadway, because the one and only Eric Lysaght is going to be performing his newest album, Salisbury, Life is a Heartbreak. I love this album so much. I love this singer-songwriter extraordinaire. We've had him on the show featured before. This is a very special album to me, and you know this about me, Carney, because we're friends. But there's a great song on this album that I love. It's called Jacob Smiles, and it's actually written for my son who passed away many, many years ago. I had a little boy that passed away. He was 2.5 years old, and my dear friend Eric wrote a song about it, and it's just beautiful. It's on this album, and this is the first time Eric's going to play the album in its entirety for the release. So I'm very excited. And also, the Incurables are opening up with this act as well. And that's rock star Jimmy Griffin.
Yeah, but aren't they kind of mosh pit rocky?
No, not at all. I don't know. No.
Maybe just knowing Jimmy, I assumed it was a mosh pit band.
No. I don't think it's mosh pity okay. at all. But Eric Lysaght, again, singer-songwriter. This guy's an artist. A poet. I love this album. This is the second Salisbury album, and this track off the new album is called Mary Alice. I love it.
Well done. Don't forget, play it forward, STL.org, and tomorrow, wave to your television set, because you'll see Sam with Christine Buck on Channel 11.
Channel 11 with Christine Buck, yes.
We'll be watching to make sure you mention the show. Eric Lysaght takes us out on the Music Club.
Growing roses.